G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 3. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. And Joel, well, it's the biggest day, it's the purest biggest day on the calendar still for many. Four Group 1s, group racing all day, and haven't the fields held up beautifully?
They certainly have, yeah, cracking days racing. Smallest field on the card is the Group 1 Coolmore Stud Stakes. I think last year we had might have just about been equal biggest sized field, but the year before that we saw a small but quality field. I think Flying Artie won it 2 years ago, and it's looking like having that sort of quality again this year with the Victorians, Written By and Sunlight up against the Sydney three-year-olds, which many are in the camp of, Zusane, Lean Mean Machine in particular. And of course the Derby, the headliner of the day. We've got a full field for the Derby, a couple of emergencies and a short priced favourite who we might see go around in the Melbourne Cup if all things go to plan.
Yeah, so two very intriguing three-year-old races among the Group 1s on Saturday. As I've written in Winning Post and Best Bets this week, they've both got their own attractions. Certainly from the point of view of the breeders, there's no doubt which is the more important. No Victoria Derby winner has sired a Group 1 winner since Elvstrom back in 2003, whereas the Coolmore Stud Stakes, which has only been a Group 1 on this day since 2006, the first four colts to have won that, because it's also been won by a few fillies and geldings, but the first four colts to have won it have all produced Group 1 winners, including, of course, Northern Meteor, who produced six before he his sad and early demise. And the first three have produced Group 1 winners. The fourth one is Zoostar, who is not only the champion freshman sire and well on the way to being the champion second season sire, but he's got Zusane in this, so could break through for his first Group 1 winner right here.
Also Sunlight as well, sire of Sunlight and Lean Mean Machines. So he's got three bites of the cherry to get the Group 1.
Yes, indeed. Well, naturally, we'll take you right through the Flemington program. As I mentioned, it is all group racing all the time. And we start, as we always do, kicking off the 4 days at Flemington with the 1,600-metre set weights and penalties race for three-year-olds at Group 3 level, and I refer to the Carbine Club Stakes.
Go for number 13, Secret Blaze here. He wasn't far off Vacillator back in the autumn, finishing fourth behind him at Flemington, the Anzac Day Stakes. He's had the two runs back. His last 100 metres, I thought, was pretty good at Caulfield on a tough day to make ground there behind Ranier. Out of a Galileo mare, step up to a mile should suit, drawn better. I think he's a big improver at odds, number 13. To beat two, Vacillator chased a star in the Caulfield Guineas. He was three wide on his back and he did a good job to hold on to second. 11 in for third, Sakaro, who also comes through the Caulfield Guineas. I thought he ran on pretty well in that race. And then Rainier, who I think's short enough, particularly compared to Vacillator, you can get sort of $8 for, and Rainier's around the $4.50 mark. He's definitely a chance, but I think those odds are a bit skew-iff.
Well, I am with Rainier and the horse he beat last time, who hasn't done much wrong, Rainier from Yulong January. I got Vacillator for third, and Good and Fast, who our boss Tony Kneebone is pretty keen on this Saturday, is my fourth selection. 5, 8, 2, and 3. Race two at Flemington on Saturday is the Mum Wakeful Stakes. 2,000 metres for the three-year-old fillies as they tune up for the Oaks, and there is a short price favourite here, Joel.
Yeah, I haven't tipped many favourites on Saturday, but I have tipped this one. Very elegant, hard to go past. She did plenty wrong early in that Ethereal Stakes and then just travelled so well. As soon as they hit sort of the 600 metre mark, she was the best, by far going the best in the race, and then she joined in and won well. Hopefully she'll settle a bit better having had that run at 2,000 metres, and she does look the benchmark filly heading towards the Oaks at this stage. 6 Yulong Meteor I expect to improve. They rode her too positively in that race, I think, as it turned out. She dropped out. Blinkers on, but I think they're going to ride her a bit cold on Saturday, and she can improve. 1 in for 3rd, Eldorado Dreaming, comes through the run last week behind Mystic Journey, one of only a handful of horses to make ground. And number 4, Aristia, who probably had every chance to beat Very Elegant, but she's going well and she should be competitive again.
Yeah, Very Elegant for me to beat Eldorado Dreaming, Kafila and Aristia, 2, 1, 3, 4. Race 3 is the TAB Stakes, 1,200 metre handicap at Group 2 level. It's sort of been through a few incarnations over the years. It's officially known as the Lynn Lithgow, which I think sort of used to be the Wait for Age race, but then the Wait for Age was promoted to Group 1 and moved to another day, and this one is still the handy. It's the handicap, and I found this one of the harder races of the day. John, there's quite a few here that I think could win without surprising.
Yeah, a few chances. Barrier 1 nearly put me off Lanciato, but I ended up going with him. His first up run was a cracker in the Missile, Pattern against in the Tramway, and his Epsom run was okay. He just got a long way back, and maybe he doesn't quite run out a strong mile. He has won over it in weaker company, but I like him at these shorter, sharper distances. He's trialled well. He only has to run up to that first up run in the Missile, where he's a length and a half off Pirata, and the Godolphin horse name escapes me. He ran well in the Manicato last week, but if he runs up to that, gee, I reckon he's over the odds at double figures. One Osborne Bulls, deserved favourite, comes off the Everest run, gives a bit of weight away, but shouldn't matter too much in a sprint race. Six Savannah Remore, I think, can improve. Just a little bit disappointing last up. She's better than that. And number nine, Havasay, didn't have much luck in that same race, the Scalacci first up.
Well, Toby Edmonds' team flying, and I'm with Winter Bride taking out the males here, number eight, to beat the record time winner from last Friday night, Runs On or Runs Sun, and Osborne Bills and Casino Wizard for third and fourth, 18, 1 and 2, race 4. Lexus Stakes, last roll of the dice for some of these to get a crack at the Melbourne Cup, and for others it is a something of a tune-up, but a very intriguing field here, John.
Yeah, I think a good Lexus, and I think whoever wins it will be very well found come Cup Day, because I think if you win this, you're going to be in with a strong chance. On Tuesday, I've gone with 460's Groove. Listeners will know I was pumping up his tyres earlier this year. He had a few runs to before he found winning form, and then he was impressive. They gave him a bit of a let up. He has resumed in good order. It was a good win in the Mowi Cup. I know this is tougher, and he's got to prove himself at this sort of distance, but I think he's got a bit of pedigree to suggest that he will, and I think he'll be very tough to beat. From 12, Yogi warmed up just all too late at Geelong last start. He's beginning to become one of those horses where he's just not putting himself in the race and warming up too late. I thought they were going to go blinkers, they didn't, but his previous run in the Bart Cummings was certainly good enough for him to go well in this too. A Prince of Arran was excellent chasing home the Melbourne Cup favourite at Caulfield, and number 3, Patrick Erin, coming off his win in the Metro.
Yeah, going for Jarmay. David Hayes rates Jarmay as his best Melbourne Cup opener, despite the fact that Jarmay is not in the Melbourne Cup and Hayes has a couple that are in. So we'll need to be winning on Saturday from your pick, Joel. 60's Groove, A Prince of Arran, and Runaway. 10, 4, 2, and 8. It's going to be tougher for Runaway, of course, from Barrier 13, you would think, at Flemington. Race 5, Coolmore Stud Stakes, as you mentioned, absolute cracking race. 10 to face the starter, 9 Colts stroke Geldings, and 1 filly.
Yeah, I found it very tough. Just going for a slightly different form line here. Number 8, Diplomatico. I'm hoping he can just take the next step. He's always looked above average. They paid big dollars for him as a yearling. He just missed on debut. He's come back this time in undefeated. Only a maiden first up, but then the Brian Crowley second up. You know, this is the A grade. He's certainly got to step up, but I don't know if he was handling the ground last time, and he still won. I think back onto a firmer track will suit. At $8 or $9, I can have a small play on him each way, but not a lot of confidence. One written by and for second, just continues to win. You know, he controlled the race at Caulfield last start, the Blue Sapphire, and yes, there might be a little bit more pressure here on Saturday, but just continues to win. 2 Zusane and 4 Lean Mean Machine. They bring the Golden Rose Autumn Sun form, and certainly going to be well found. But I found it tricky. I ended up going Diplomatico.
Yeah, well, I went Caesar on what could be, if I've got any idea, which I probably haven't, could be a big day for the Queenslanders, to beat Zusane, written by and Sunlight, 6-2-1-10. Race 6, Empire Rose Stakes, up till now known as the Meyer Classic, 600 metres, Wait for Age for mares and fillies. Full field of 16 to face the starter, Joel. There's a few Group 1 winners among them, including Shillelagh, a Group 1 winner on this day last year, and I Am a Star, who won the race as a three-year-old filly 2 years ago.
Yeah, cracking race this, and we've got the presence of 4 3-year-olds. We usually have one or two, and they've had a good record recently. Look, I've left all the 3-year-olds out. I can certainly see Uhud and Ant for Trite running well. The 3-year-olds that have won this race have led. They've been right up on the speed and been able to use their weight, Shoals and I Am a Star, in recent times. Can't see any of these, or they'd be going against their normal pattern if they were to race in the lead or very close to the pace. So maybe that just negates a bit of their weight advantage. So I've gone around them. I've gone with 7 Kanedna, hoping it's her grand final to peak on Saturday. She was looking a very smart filly back in the middle of 2017. She had a long time off after one run last spring, had an issue. She's come back this prep, just showing gradual improvement, typical of the Darren Weir trained runner. She's been chasing home I Am a Star, been getting closer each time. Blinkers back on, which is, I think, a good recipe for her fourth up. So happy to back her each way. I think Shillelagh's the hardest to beat. She's flying. She's coming through the runs against the boys in the Epsom and the Toorak. As you said, she won the Kennedy Mile this day last year. 5 Aloysia looks to have returned in good order. Hit the line strongly at Caulfield last start. Back to Flemington, up to a mile, both positives. And 12 Temple of Bell, I think the Matriarch Stakes will look to be her race on the final day of the carnival. She'll be hitting the line strongly on Saturday.
Well, I've got 2 of the 3-year-olds in there, even if they do have to come from behind, including on top Uhud, expecting the Autumn Sun form to hold up here from I Am a Star, Shillelagh, and the 1,000 Guineas winner, Amphitrite, which makes it 13-1-3-15. Race 7 is the big one, $2 million Amy Victoria Derby, set weights for 3-year-olds. They are all colts and geldings, and this is over the grueling 2,500-metre journey.
Yeah, interesting race. I couldn't step in with too much confidence here. I've ended up sticking with a horse that I've been tipping that hasn't been collecting for us, but I think getting to Flemington, a dry track and maybe a bit more tempo will help, and I speak of number 8, Viseo. Saw him win at Flemington as a late season 2-year-old. I know this is a step up for him, but he looked really good that day. Put the pen through his run at Randwick. He had a tough run. And then in the Norman Robinson, well, Thinking Big just controlled that race. Utterly dominant from the front at a pretty moderate tempo and was just too good. I'm hoping the extra trip, drier track, maybe a bit more pressure can just help Viseo. And in a race where I'm not overly confident, a small play him at big odds to beat. Number 2, Arameo, I've thrown in for 2nd. He beat home Thinking Big in Sydney, and he was very good against the pattern in the Vase last week. 1 Thinking Big, he's obviously a talented colt, and if he runs the distance, he'll be very hard to beat. And number 12, Farouk. I thought his effort at Geelong was very good. Did plenty of work early. He's a big, strong galloper, free rolling. He'll get up on top of the speed from that good gate, and I don't think he'll have any issues running the 2,500.
Yeah, I thought Arameo on what could be a big day for the Golfin team could again beat home Thinking Big. I've got Farouk for 3rd and Savvy Oak for 4th, so that's 2-1-12-14. Kennedy Mile, it's worth $1 million. It is a 1600-metre handicap, and it is race 8.
Yeah, I really tossed up here between 2 runners, and I can certainly be backing them both, 8 and 16, and I've gone 16 Peaceful State. I think this has been his race for a fair while this time in. His first up run was excellent against Land of Plenty. Rupert Clark run was a little bit below par. He had a bit of a wide run, and I think it was worth forgiving. And then he stayed at 1,400, month between runs, chasing Sir Coney last start. And he was getting warm late. Blinkers on. My one little query is that he's drawn in, and he's probably a better horse if he can get to the outside. So that'll be up to Ben Allen. But we saw him at Flemington back in the autumn chase Grunt very strongly in the Australian Guinea. So I think it's a perfect recipe for Peaceful State. As I said, I'm worried about Noir. She brings similar sort of profile to this race as Shillelagh did last year, just an improving mare coming off a bit of an unlucky run at Caulfield where she finished midfield and the Toorak held up in traffic and then she finished off quite well. Number 4, Land of Plenty, strong win in the Toorak, got back, just got a lovely trail into the race. She didn't want to be on anything else at the 600. He won impressively. And number 13 in for 4th, Sir Coney. He does have to step up to the mile. He gave a great sight in the Adelaide Guineas over this trip back in May. He's only just edged out by Peaceful State, so therefore I had to include him.
Yeah, just went through and through this field and kept thinking of more horses who could win and then reasons why they couldn't win. Somehow I've ended up with number 6, Dreamforce, to be 1, Hartnell, 11, Cliff's Edge, and 13, Circone. We finish with the Furphy Sprint. This is 1,100 group meter, group 3 for mares at set weights and penalties.
I've gone with number 2, Snitty Kitty. Hopefully she can bounce back to her best. She was very good first up in the Moyer off a wide run. In the Scalacci Stakes, she looked a little bit disappointing, but certainly running 5th in the group 2 wasn't that bad, just probably a bit below par for her standard. Henry Dwyer believes that she might have just been a bit flat off that tough run in the Moyer, 2 weeks between runs. He's given her 3 weeks into this. I think she can bounce back. From number 4, I Am Excited, who's going super. Nothing wrong with her form line, having beaten Eduardo last start. 17 in for third, Petrell is a very exciting mare. She had a tough run in Adelaide, never shirked the task. I know Archie Alexander's got big raps on her and wouldn't be shocked to see her run well. And number 11, Divine Quality. Had trouble winning last prep, but she ran some really good races down the straight against the boys. She's trialled up okay. She could run on into the minors.
I am with Toby Evans again here with From Within, from I Am Excited, Resin and Shino, 7, 4, 6, 9. My best is a horse that's won 1 from 11 starts, and that's Ooh Hood, race 6, number 13, and my value bet was race 5, number 6, Caesar.
Well, I ended up making my best 60s groove. I think you'll be hard to beat in what is a pretty wide open Lexus, and my value is Canedna, race 6.
All righty, Rose Hill Gardens is the venue. Finally, we get away from Randwick. It should be a nice, pristine sort of track, and we've got a good 4 here, Joel. What's the forecast?
I think it's looking like being a firm surface.
Not huge fields. Should be able to find us a couple of winners.
Yeah, look, I haven't really got a value bet, but I've got 2 standouts on the card. I've made my best Fierce Impact in the last. I think it's a 2-horse race between him and Mahalenga, who's come back in really good order, but Fierce Impact's a horse I've always had time for since he's arrived here in Australia. Really good first up coming from the back, and then they rolled the dice in the 2-rack. He was in 2 races that day at Caulfield. They got in as off the ballot in the 2-rack. As I said, they rolled the dice, gave him a chance, and he finished midfield, finishing 8th, beaten 5.5 lengths. He's drawn well, just should be a little bit of a D-day for him on Saturday, just to see what level he can get to. So I'm happy to bet up on him in the last, and I think the second best bet on the card. She's not a lot of value, around the $4. I don't think she's favourite. News Fan will be favourite. Race 7, number 8, Dawn Dawn, who was a mare I gave a bit of a chance to first up at Caulfield off a good trial behind Mahalenga. And she ran really well. She's finished 7th, but she's been beaten less than 2 lengths. She hit the line strongly. And with 53.5, back to a benchmark, 88 for mares, she looks pretty well placed.
Alrighty, Morphaville racing on the course proper on Saturday. Fields aren't massive. And James Jordan's gems are as follows. We have race 2, number 2, Ice Ghost. Race 4, number 8, Oberland. And race 6, number 5, Box on Collins. Richo's agreeing with Oberland and Box on Collins as well. Did you like anything in Adelaide?
No, nothing at Morphettville for me.
All right, well, at Durban, they've put on an extra couple of races to make up, I guess, for the strike last week, but we haven't got quite as huge fields as we're accustomed to seeing on Saturdays in Durban, apart from, of course, race 10, 16 plus 8 emergencies, and small meeting at the Gold Coast too, which surprised me somewhat. But Joel, the track is a good 4. We've got it as a good 4. And what's going to win up at Doomin?
Yeah, well, that last race, as you said, 16 plus 8 emergencies, makes it hard to, assess early on. But I think Freddie Foxtrot's going to be pretty hard to beat. I can imagine there being a number of scratchings. As I said, 24 runners. It's hard to assess the field this far out. But Freddie Foxtrot, at this stage, has drawn barrier 4. He's won 6 from 9. Really promising galloper. He came back from 1,200 to 1,050 last start, and that was against him. He warmed up strongly late, and look, that was the performance that suggested he was ready to win next start when they got him back up in trip, and he gets to 1,350 on Saturday. So he's the best. Now, the value's in race 7, and it's number 6 Clockwise. Her first up run over 1,000 metres, she just couldn't go early. She was tailed off. She ended up hitting the line well. Step up in distance definitely looks a positive for her. Should be each way odds. It's a race with a little bit of depth, but I thought Clockwise was worth a bet each way in race 7.
Okay, Ascot the venue for Perth Racing on Saturday, and we in fact have two Group 3 races. We've got the Asian Bow Race 6 over 1400 and the Sprinters Step Out in the Prince of Wales Stakes over 1000 metres. In Race 6, the outstanding Galaxy Star, Grant and Alana Williams, Peter's Investments and Willie Pike combining for what will be an odds on pop. Needs to win the race to guarantee a start in the Railway Stakes, and for which Galaxy Star is already favourite. Massive in defeat, first up, running second, just rocketed late, brilliant late sectionals, and blinkers on to give her an additional edge. Galaxy Star is race 6, number 3, and BJ's tip for the Prince of Wales is number 5. Without quite as much confidence, Saraceno, Triple Group 2 winner, made a big impression with his recent Lark Hill trial and appeared to have plenty up his sleeve. Tough first up assignment, but should come out firing. BJ's best race 3, number 4, Masquerade. Value bet race 4, number 5, Spilling Over. Earlier in the day across the Tasman, they are racing at Awapuni and Tauranga.
Awapuni best bet is race 5, number 4, Darkscape Princess. Encouraging first up run. Wait for Age Mare's company. Takes on the boys on Saturday, but she'll strip fitter for that fresh run, and I think she's got a fair bit of upside about her this time in. And my value is Rosetta, race 8, number 11. Improved into the placing second up. Has the claim from promising young apprentice Wirimu Pin, and I think that will see Rosetta be competitive. Race 8, number 11. Tauranga the best is La Castile, which is race 5, number 13. First up from a spell, will improve with a run, but 1300 first up I think suitable. She showed good promise last time in, and the value is Yamuna, race 2, number 9. Trialled okay for her first up assignment, and she was competitive in all three runs last prep.
All right, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Your winning post, of course, covers not only Saturday, but takes you right through Friday to Friday night. A usual huge Saturday coverage of Derby Day, and then we've got Sunday as well. And don't forget that on Sunday morning in Melbourne, Monday morning everywhere else around Australia, winning post Melbourne Cup Special will be in the shops. With form for Ballarat on Monday, fields for the other Monday meeting, but more importantly, for fields and form, of course, for all the city meetings, plus Echuca on Tuesday. Plenty of great reading, my jumbo crossword, and all your other favourite Melbourne Cup special features. Only $5.50, and as I say, Sunday morning in Melbourne, Monday morning everywhere else. Joel, any plans for a preview podcast?
I reckon so, yeah. We usually do one, so there'll be one going up. It'll be Monday, won't it? Yeah.
Would be Monday. Monday at 6 p.m. if you have access to Vision Australia Radio, I and fellow winning postian Tony Rickards will be doing a Melbourne Cup preview for half an hour from 6 o'clock on Monday. Best $20 bet of the weekend, Joel?
Well, I think Fierce Impact's the best bet, so we'll just go with him. I know Flemington's the star attraction, but I'll leave that to you, and so we'll wait till the last at Rose Hill. Race 9, number 8.
I will just... We seem to be under attack from the air vent. I don't know if that is some sort of alien invasion warning, but there's some sort of siren coming out of there. I'm going to go with... I might go with... Fairly confident about Arameo in the Derby. I might go race 7, number 2 at Flemington. Arameo for my best bet of the weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody. A great start to the Flemington Carnival. Back plenty of winners there. Get a good bank for the rest of the week. And we'll talk to you next week, and indeed on Monday on the Preview Podcast.